So I'm going to interrupt your beautiful connection and conversation. Welcome to worship. It is wonderful to see each and every one of you here with us this morning. And so I invite you, as you come into this space, to not just ready who you are, but ready the inside of who you are for this worship time. Allow the music of the prelude to center you into this space and into God's presence.
Good morning, friends. I am joining you from home. We've had a sick kiddo in the Latimer house, but it is so good, whether virtually or in person, it is always good to be together again. We're so grateful for this community. It really is a blessing to gather together each week. Whether this is your first Sunday with us or your thousandth, we are glad that you're here. Please take a moment to let us know you're here, either by filling out the attendance form in the green welcome pad at the end of your row, or by clicking on the chat link over Zoom, or you can just follow the QR code in your bulletins. And take a moment to fill out a prayer card if there's a particular joy or concern on your heart this morning. If you're joining over Zoom, like me, you can just type those prayer requests into the chat thread. The kids will gather them up a little later in the service. The children will also be gathering any food you've brought for the food pantry. The item of the month is canned fruit. Now, it is our usual third Sunday of the month, but in the hustle and bustle of this week, we may have neglected to put the announcement in the Friday flash. So if you didn't bring anything for the food pantry this week, that's okay. We'll roll out the red wagon again next week as well. I got a chance to tour the new food pantry this week as the part of the ribbon cutting ceremony on their new building. They really do incredible work, and the demand has been rising as supports to families with food insecurity have been expiring. So whether it's this week or next, we hope you'll support the local food pantry. We thank you for your continued generosity, not just to outside community organizations doing good work, but also to Stone Church. Your faithful giving each week through the offering box in the back, to the office, or through the online website. All those ways of giving make possible the ministry we do together as a church family, both here in Huntington and around the world. Thank you. This afternoon, there's an informational meeting for any of you who are just thinking about going to Guatemala next summer as part of our partnership with Asturias Academy there. There are medical teams and educational teams. This year, we also have a special group designed specifically for families with elementary age kids. And we're hoping to have a reverse delegation from Guatemala with students and staff from our partner school in Guatemala spending a couple of weeks here with us in Huntington. We'll need some host families and other folks to be partners in that as well. If you want to know more, check it out this afternoon at 4 o'clock here at the church, or just ask Henry for all the details. This Thursday, September 21st, is the International Day of Peace. The Baker Institute for Peace at Juniata has some really cool opportunities planned for ways to commemorate it and to learn more about how we can be a part of the work for peace. Check your emails. We'll send out an announcement at the beginning of this week with all of those opportunities. Next Sunday morning kicks off our new membership class. It's a six-week series on Sundays before worship when we'll explore more deeply who we are as brethren and what we believe. Cindy and I always look forward to teaching it. Maybe you're already a member and you just want to learn more about our roots. Or maybe you're not sure. That's okay. Come check it out. Coming to the class doesn't commit you to anything. To help us plan, just write membership class in the comments section of the attendance form as you fill it out this morning. Next Sunday after worship, we hope you'll join us for a tour of the new art installation at the Juniata College Museum of Art across the street. The museum is hosting an exhibit called the Soul's Shot Portrait Project. The exhibition contains portraits of victims of gun violence. We will have some snacks available to tide you over the noon hour, or you can bring one of your own. We'll walk over after the service and engage the faces in the portraits together. This morning, we take a look at the image of another face as our Faces of Faith worship series continues, reflecting on the stories from the Bible that we don't often tell of lesser known but no less faithful followers of God. This morning's story comes from the book of Judges, the tale of a woman named Deborah, wise and trusted, who led the Israelites through a time of great struggle. Praying by Mary Oliver. It doesn't have to be the blue iris. It could be weeds in a vacant lot or a few small stones. Just pay attention. Then patch a few words together and don't try to make them elaborate. This isn't a contest, but the doorway into thanks and a silence in which another voice may speak.
Our scripture reading is from Judges 4, verses 4 through 10. We do not read a lot of stories out of the book of Judges, so we need a bit of orientation. One side note, there are a lot of names of people and places in here, and so I'm going to say them how I say them, and then Pastors Ben and Cindy can fight about it later. The book of Judges is built on an ongoing pattern where the people of Israel do what is right in their own eyes, which is usually selfish and sinful and evil. This leads to the people being conquered by a neighboring kingdom that mistreats and oppresses them, resulting in cries for deliverance. So God raises up a judge from within them, someone to lead and care for the people for a time. This pattern repeats itself again and again throughout the book. When our scripture for today begins, the Israelites have been oppressed by King Yabin of Canaan for 20 years. The king has a powerful and frightening general named Sisera, who has 900 iron chariots, a formidable force. But if you read to the end of the chapter, you will find him dead at the hand of Yael after fleeing the battle. I'm sure that part of the story will make for an interesting discussion in the Biblical Leftovers Sunday School class next week, so you should think about attending. But today we will focus on Deborah. So we will only read about the lead up to the battle with Sisera.
Remember as you listen, the people have been oppressed for 20 years as we begin. At that time, Deborah, a prophet, wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel. She used to sit under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites came up to her for judgment. She sent and summoned Barak, son of Abinoam, from Kadesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, position yourself at Mount Tabor, taking 10,000 from the tribe of Naphtali and the tribe of Zebulun. I will draw out Sisera, the general of Yabin's army, to meet you by the Wadi Kishon with his chariots and his troops, and I will give him into your hand." Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, I will go, but if you will not go with me, I will not go." And she said, "I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, the road on which you are going will not lead to your glory, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." Then Deborah got up and went with Barak to Kadesh. Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh, and 10,000 warriors went up behind him, and Deborah went up with him.
As our children make their way forward, I need them to collect both canned food and also prayer cards. Yeah, you can grab those right there. Enroll them. Here we go.
I have like five in here.
Here, Mr. Marty's gonna take these. Oh my goodness. Even the food collection is a competition. Good morning. It's so good to see you. We are going to be a small but mighty crew because I'm going to use your help. I'm going to need your help. We are going to tell the story that Brooke just read for us. Anybody hear it? A little bit, yeah, good. Well, I'm glad that you were listening. Sometimes I get no. We're going to tell the story together, and we're going to use our... Henry, I'm up here. Do you see me? Hey! We're going to use our bodies to help tell the story, because I have two really good reasons that we're going to use our bodies. The first is that sometimes if we move our bodies while we're listening to a story, we feel it differently, and we'll understand it differently. And the second reason is because it can help us remember it better if we are active while we are listening. Now, this is not something that is just good for children. This is something that is good for all of us, and I would hate to think that we would make the children do something that all of us weren't willing to do. So I am very hopeful that there will be some brave adults who also stand up with us, maybe move into the aisles. Maybe a brave adult would come up here and do it with us, or the choir could. So I hope there are a few of you who will participate alongside the kids. So I want everybody to stand up. Actually, I'm going to take my shoes off for this.
No more shoes.
Yeah, if you guys want to take your shoes off, you can. Okay, you're going to have to watch me for the movement. Okay, so when our story starts, there's a lot of chaos. Thank you. There's a lot of chaos. And so here's how we're going to do the chaos. There's violence. And there are people who are hurting other people. And it's really difficult. And it's been like that for like 20 years. Oh, my goodness, doesn't that feel chaotic? And right in the middle of that comes Deborah. Put your feet together. Put your arms by your side. See if you can get your head to be over your heart and your heart to be over your hips. Deborah was a leader in Israel, and she was very wise. Here's how we're going to do wise. We are going to cross our arms around and then cross our leg around. It can be hard to hold on to wisdom. She was very wise, so the people trusted her, and they brought their problems to her, and they brought their worries to her. You can switch around. Ooh, can I switch around? She would listen to them, and she was a very good listener, and that's why people came to her. So come back to center, to our feet together and our hands by our sides. And so Deborah, because she was wise, she heard the people who were saying, oh my goodness, our lives are hard. It hurts. The king is oppressing us, and we need help. And so Deborah was very brave. Here's our stance for brave. I want you to stick your right foot out, your left foot behind, and kind of lunge forward. And then watch this. Watch this. Move your hands all the way up. I think I moved my microphone. All the way up. Now, breathe in some of Deborah's courage. She was very brave, and she was very strong. Here's how you're going to do strong. And she was not just strong as in, like, she could arm wrestle people. She was strong in how she felt about herself, strong in who she was, and strong in who God is, and who God created her to be. And so because of her bravery and because of her strength, she told the leader of Israel's army that it was time. That it was time for them to go into battle so that the king and his really scary general wouldn't be oppressing them anymore, and that they could be free. And he trusted her, the general of the army, trusted her so much and relied on her so much that he said, I'm only going to go into battle if you come with me. And she did. She did, because she was brave. Use your left leg this time. She was brave. Yeah, put your hands up. Brave. And she was strong. And I think that somehow she was able to be so brave and so strong and so wise was because she had a practice. She had a habit. She had a ritual. She would go and sit under the palm tree of Deborah. She did it so often that they named it after her. And so I want you to reach up like a tree. She would sit under that palm tree, and she would take time to listen, and she would take time to be with God and to pray. And I think that all of us, if we want to be brave and strong, I'm going to get you to sit down, need to take time to sit. If you're on the floor, you can put an ankle in, then another ankle in. We need to take time to sit. You can do it like that. And think and be so that we can be secure and strong in who we are and in who God is. So I'm going to invite you to put your hands together like this. You remember when we were standing, we tried to get our head over our heart and our heart over our hips. Try to do that. Sit back a little bit. And then put your thumbs up against that sternum, up against your the chest, yes. And take a breath in with me. Close your eyes if you need to. In and out. In and out. Now I invite you to lift your hearts and repeat after me. Dear God, teach us to take time to listen and rest in you. Amen. Okay, thank you guys.
sitting under my palm tree, I close my eyes and I breathe deeply. I quiet my mind and I listen. The wind blows through the trees, and though it is a hot breeze, it is cooler here in the shade. I've done this thing many times before, and I know that it is where my peace comes from, and where I will find guidance and connection with my inner wisdom. I am listening, God. I am open. I breathe in and wait. I have seen the wise.